I think you are stumped in that time frame. But unfortunately, I have to answer about what is happening about Brandwagh. Brandwagh is a borrowed money, not by even the metro, by SRA, to develop those units there. They are on the municipal land and they were developed for and in the interest of the metro. But until they are paid, they remain a property that is still in suspense to come to the metro on completion of their payment. What is happening there is that people are not paying to refurbish the loan that was acquired to build those flats. That's where our intervention came in. Our intervention was at a point to enforce payment to those dwellings by those that are living in it. There's a history behind Brandwagh. The people that entered into an agreement with Freshco left the place. Bogus renter people, you call them bogus landlords, came in, took over, rented those units to people that are living there, not paying to where they are supposed to pay, to municipality, either through to SHA or SHRA directly, but they are paying to these bogus landlords. That's where our intervention came in, to say, we are going to stop that, we will enforce these people to pay into the municipality or to SHRA so that we must pay the loan. At that point, it was 0.2% pay. I think we're at 0.4. That's not much. We need that money. Then SHRA came in, Chairperson, to say they are no longer going to negotiate with the people of Brandwagh. They are evicting them. Now, with us as the municipality, we have a responsibility over SHRA, but we equally have a responsibility with the people that are living in those dwellings. Despite the fact that they are illegally doing things, we need to apply three methods. The first one is persuasion. The second is example. The third will be force. We don't have the capacity to enforce them. SHRA does. So SHRA is with them in court, enforcing that they must evict them. When SHRA has done so, we are now going to put our system to make sure that we get our payment of water and other system by putting meter systems. But we are awaiting SHRA to do what they are supposed to do. We have not abandoned the project. We cannot just take the law into our hands. We must follow the procedure. That's what is happening with Brandwagh. With Lorry Park. Lorry Park account to Mangaung has got 79,000 people seeking residential homes or dwellings. 79,000. Of the 79,000, Bloemfontein speaks to 35,000. Sabelo 18,000, Tabanchu 12,000, and other number is shared amongst the other remaining towns by their sizes and weight. We must accommodate 79,000. We are looking at all housing typology to address that challenge. And in our process of doing so, we are negotiating with Spornet or Transnet, if you like. We are negotiating with Postnet. We are negotiating with all those companies that have got empty buildings in towns to hand them over to us so that we must convert them. Or CRU. If we get those buildings as we are getting some, we're trying to reduce the 79,000 to a particular number. We are also looking at our own buildings, converting them. But also talking to the province to give us buildings that they have, that they are not of full use, so that we must create a lively city where people would pay rent and we are able to sustain the municipality, but also create homes for our people. That's what we are doing. That's what we are faced with as a challenge. But Lorry Park, another portion of pieces of land that we are also buying, that we are getting the help of the province, national, and also rural development, and buying on our own those pieces of land. We are not going to address the 2,500 units that are in Lorry Park and we stop. We want to address a substantial number of people that would have PTO and have where they can start their homes and not be moving from one spot to the other. And what we are addressing, Chairperson, are a number and a myriad of challenges. One, people have put shacks on top of where we must build schools, or where we must build clinics, or parks and other entertainment centers for localities. We need to move those people and take them to where it's habitable. People are on waterlogged, people are on dongas, people are located on mountainous range where life can take place. We must remove those people and take them. This is the people that make the 79,000 that I'm talking about. Now, we need to move those people. In our process of doing so, we must not create a situation where when we touch this particular informal settlement, it raises row on other informal settlements. We must substantially and in a systematic way begin to provide people with homes to curtail land mafias, political opportunism, and other related nonsensical behavioral patterns that forces people to occupy land where life is not habitable for purposes of gaining either popularity or credence. We want to stop that. And in fact, we have taken a moratorium on that. Anyone that would occupy land moving forward illegal, we move. We shall have to act and make sure that the movement of people to go to these areas are systematic. So Lorry Park is not packed. Lorry Park is part of a discipline system. And Chairperson, you know, interesting enough, I understand what SPRUMA stands for. And in the spirit of the SPRUMA, we'll move people. But let me put it this way. The limited resources we command, Chairperson, are not equal some of the requirements that may fulfill a settlement. But a declaration of a township establishment with some of this land and others are not, are literally where we are going to take people to. One. Two, we do not have money to provide fully fledged services, but rudimentary services are allowed inside the discipline of the SPRUMA and the Housing Act. We are going to do that. We are also, and SPRUMA, amongst other things, requires that communities must learn to live with one another. The business of Lorry Park, where white folks stood in front of us, chased people away, and made themselves difficult. And interesting enough, some of the members that we have here, Chairperson, were councillors that time, and playing a leading role in setting communities against each other. We are not going to allow that. We are looking at all the nuts and bolts of the law to ensure that nobody stands before us when we take people into those localities. We are not taking them now, not because we are unable to do so. It's because we are on a systematic process to do so with discipline and in such a way that when we act, no one will stand before us. On top of that, we are also going to stop people who are opulence, that when people need homes, Chairperson, people who have got money tend to be the one that run to go and occupy. Now, those sites are packed, they've got numbers. People are going to go to those sites on the basis of a number given to, not on the strength that people will do as they wish moving forward. So I just wanted to answer those critically and say, we are on top of events, we are moving, and we are going to accommodate our people. And any opportunism on our way, Chairperson, we'll deal with it fiercely and terribly. Thank you.